Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
You know we need them. We need those strategies. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Man, you've got me on the edge of my seat over here.
Yeah, well, I'm on the edge of something. I don't know if I'm on the edge of your seat, but I'm over the edge anyway.
That's good. Yeah. I think we're in good preparation.
Well, you know, I like to operate on the edge a lot, as you know.
Oh, yes, I know. I'm there with you most of the
time. But we're going to take it to a new level this evening.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, so
15 stories or so in terms of levels.
I don't even want to think about it. But I tell you what I do want to think about. I do want to think about that our life strategist this evening, we've got a return life strategist.
You brought some local legends in.
We really do. Wendy Benscouter, who is executive director of Shreveport Common, returns as a life strategist here on Strategies for Living. And we've got the honor of having a new life strategist. Mm-hmm. He's not new to the community. He's been around here, thank goodness, because he's done a tremendous amount of good in our community. The executive director of the Fuller Center for Housing of Northwest Louisiana, Mr. Lee Jeter, is here. And this over-the-edge thing that we're talking about, there's something very special coming up. And we're certainly going to talk about Shreveport Common. We're going to talk about the Fuller Center for Housing this evening. But we're also going to talk about a very special event that is coming up in October, first part of October. Yes. And you're going to want to participate in this. Have you ever wanted to go over the edge of how many story building did you say?
I think it's 15.
Okay, well, we'll find that out. And, all I know is that I walked in and you were already talking to Wendy and you were talking to Lee.
They scooped me up and they decided to strap me in.
And basically you already had me signed up for it. Yeah. So, I don't know what's to come, but I'm glad, folks, that you are with us this evening here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center. And Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and of course, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Come back with us here on Strategies. We're going over the edge with Wendy and Lee this evening on Strategies for Living. Come back with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome back into the program one of our very favorite life strategists. She is Wendy Benscotter. She is the executive director of Shreveport Common for the last 14 plus years. And, she came into Shreveport. She was in the paper business.
Newspaper business.
Worked at the Houston newspaper, came to work for our Shreveport Times, and I'm glad she stayed here. Decided to do the Shreveport Common thing, she went to Rutgers, got a master's certificate in creative planning. Wendy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Strategies. And we're going to talk all about Shreveport Common this evening. And I'm so happy that you brought a brand new life strategist here and introduced us to Lee Jeter, who is the executive director of the Fuller Center for Housing of Northwest Louisiana. He is a retired Marine. Thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And been in the nonprofit area for 25 years. He also pastors Good Hope Baptist Church. And
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Actually, took over years ago when the Fuller Center for Housing came into Shreveport. I had the honor, Lee, of interviewing Mr. Fuller himself, Mellard Fuller, and wonderful man. And so thank you for coming and taking over the executive director job. Thank you for being here at Strategies. Welcome.
Okay. Well, thank you for having us, and I'm looking forward to going over the edge with y'all. It's an exciting opportunity.
All right, so over the edge, Wendy, this looks like something that you would cook up. All right, so people will be familiar with the Fairmont. Downtown.
Yes, I hope so. Fairmont Tower, and I hope they know it's just undergone a $22 million renovation, which meant the owners put $26 million into it.
Wow.
It is absolutely beautiful.
I've seen pictures. I haven't been able to go and see it in person, but I've seen some of the pictures. Looks wonderful.
Well, come with us, and you'll be able to go up to the roof
see
Shreveport from up there. And I have to tell you, it is wonderful. Lee and I went up on the roof a couple of months ago, and you won't want to come down.
I would imagine the view of the city from there is breathtaking.
It is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so why would I go over the edge?
Well, a couple of reasons. One, Lee and I work for two really important nonprofits in our city.
Right.
They do important work. Without a lot of staff. I think Lee's pretty much by himself. I'm by myself. We have strong boards,
right,
but not a lot of
We could do more if we had more money, and this fundraiser is going to help us do that. We're going to find people that will support our edgers and donate to these organizations so that we can do more. But at the same time, don't you want to rappel sometime in your life?
So over the edge, I mean, you're going to get the chance to rappel down the Fairmont Towers.
15 stories.
15 stories.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of people have asked me, aren't I afraid? They know Lee's not afraid.
He's a Marine. He knows what he's getting
into. I don't want to go down with him because he's probably going to go down in, 3 minutes or something. It might take me 15. But it is this company that we're bringing in to do this is very professional. They've been doing it for 17 years. They've done Canada and the United States. They probably do 40 different events a month.
So it's very safe.
Very safe. They've had one injury because someone was stung by a bee and that person was allergic to bee stings.
Okay.
So I've watched the videos. We have the videos on our website. Lee has them on his website. And you can see that they bring all the equipment. They're ex-military or former police officers will come in and help set you up. And you are in a sling that you can't get out of. Yeah. You're not going to fall, that's for sure.
All right, so what we want people to do is we want people to register to be an edger. Or you can even create a team, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Or even better, if you're chicken, you can join our CHKN Chicken Club, and we'll treat you like a VIP, but you can get all the partying done from the ground.
From the ground. Yes. Okay. You can look up and cheer on.
You can.
Don't forget to tell them they got to wear that chicken suit.
Oh, they do. We're going to make it fun. But we also have people can maybe they want to support somebody else. You might want to have your class get your professor to go over the edge, your pastor, maybe the boss that you are all having a hard time with.
I bet there's some people listening to us that would love to have their boss do this.
Yes.
I bet there's some people listening to us that might invite their pastor to do it. I'm going to stay good and just leave it at that, right? All right. Now, this is going to take place Saturday, October the 4th. So right now is the time to be organizing, getting ready, getting registered, getting signed up. If you're going to do a team, if you're going to create a team, now's the time to do it. Right?
Yes. See, each edger will need to raise $1,500 to go over the edge.
Okay.
It sounds like a lot of money, but what is it, 15 people that each give you $100.
Yeah, there's your money.
Or 30 people that each give you $50. It's split between our two organizations.
Right.
So it's not going to be that hard if you think about it. You just have to make it fun. And if you work for a business, maybe they would
sponsor you.
Because it's 100% donation, and our website makes it really easy. You don't have to collect any money. You don't have to come up with any thank you letters for the IRS. We will take care of all of that. All you have to do is go to either our website, shreveportcommon.com.
Okay.
Or Lee's website. Lee, you want to say what it is?
FullerCenterNWLA.org.
Yes.
FullerCenterNWLA.org, Northwest Louisiana. And this is an exciting event for everybody because pretty much anyone for teenagers can go over. We ask the edgers to challenge their buddies. Put it on your bucket list. Challenge your friends to make a donation. Remember years ago they was doing that that ice bucket challenge.
Oh, sure.
Everybody was running around throwing ice buckets of water and ice on everybody to raise money. Well, this is a great cause because all of the money that's raised is going to help our two organizations to be able to bring our community from blight to bright to build homes. Mm-hmm. And the reason this is a great partnership with Shreveport Common is because of the connectivity. We don't work in silos, but Shreveport Common is trying to help rebuild our downtown, make it exciting.
Right.
And if we're building on the houses on the outskirts of downtown in the surrounding community. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure every citizen has accessibility to downtown.
Absolutely.
Trees, sidewalks, lighting, all of those things that make it the appearance of safety, yeah, but also that's going to connect the neighborhoods with downtown. It is going to be an exciting day.
Absolutely.
You don't want to miss it.
He's not fired up, is
no.
he? No. No, not at all. Okay, so I've already got the wheels going, so I can see, mm-hmm, I can see teams like, I can see Loyola versus Calvary, mm-hmm, versus Evangel, right? I don't want to leave anybody out. I can see, Bird and Shreve, get one time a year on the field. This would give them another opportunity, right?
That's exactly right. Rivalry. We've got the fraternities and the sororities. We got the law enforcement in Shreveport and Bossier, the fire, the police, the EMT.
Yeah.
Everybody can come out, and it's all for a great cause.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have a great time, and the environment's going to be great. Shrek is going to put on a great party on the ground for everybody. It is going to be one of the premier things that's going to be happening in downtown Shreveport. And so we want the entire family to come out, enjoy, and just make a day and enjoy the beauty of our city, but enjoy the organizations and support the organizations that are trying to make a difference to move our city from blight to bright, and doing it one community, one neighbor, one house, one building at a time.
At a time. And I would say you use the word trying. I don't think there's any trying going on. I think it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I think both of these organizations, Shreveport Common and Fuller Center for Housing, their record speaks for themselves.
Thank
their respective
David,
records speak for themselves. Both of these organizations have made a tremendous difference, mm-hmm, in our community. And it's one that we all need to say to your respective organizations, thank you.
Yes.
Because both organizations have been just bright spots.
And continue to make them in our area.
Thank you. Yeah. I do have to say, and I think Leah will agree with me on this too, we don't do this alone. We couldn't possibly.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
I mean, this is, every property owner, every business owner, every neighbor that lives in Shreveport Common, and for him, all of the companies that give, mm-hmm, construction materials and fixtures, and then all of the volunteers that come out and work so hard to make this happen.
Right.
So both organizations are really community driven.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's why they're successful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the community really get a chance to come out, and because sometimes what we do, it gets lost in the vacuum because it may not be pretty and it may be long term. But when you are an organization that has built 64 houses, you got three that you're breaking ground on, and then you've got another 10 you're trying to build next year, and then you got an organization that's working with a building downtown that has made a major renovation. I remember the Fairmont, but the renovation that they made on that building and
it's
the fact
phenomenal.
That they're willing to partner with us, that's going to bring some highlight to their business and investment that's happening in our community, and that's what we all need to be working together. All of us need to be invested in our community because we live here, we're are the community, and we can make the change that we want to see in our community.
Absolutely. We are talking Over the Edge today. We're talking about the event coming up October the 4th. You need to register to be an edger. You need to create a team, or you can donate to an edgers campaign. Again, you can go to ShreveportCommon.com. You can go to Fuller Center, NWLA.org. Find out all about it, but stay here. We've got more to talk with Wendy Ben Scooter Scotter. The blank goes.
That's okay.
And Lee Jeter today on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for leaving radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for leaving radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Wendy Ben Scotter from Shreveport Common, Lee Jeter from the Fuller Center for Housing of Northwest Louisiana, and talking about the Over the Edge, these two wonderful organizations here in the Shreveport-Bossier City area coming together for an event coming up October the 4th. And we want you over the edge for both of these wonderful organizations. So let's talk a little bit about Shreveport Common. For a lot of people that are listening to us know about Shreveport Common, but some people may not know what is Shreveport Common? What's its vision? What's its mission? Why do I need to pay attention to Shreveport Common?
Well, thank you for asking that. I am surprised by sometimes how many people don't really understand what Shreveport Common is. It's a 9-block area that in 2010 was about as blighted as blight could be in downtown Shreveport. The stunning thing about that, though, is that the architecture, the history, the music history, the cultural history, the fact that it's an area where our first generation immigrants settled side by side with each other, you know, in little bitty spaces, Chinese, Lebanese, I mean, African American radio stations, newspapers.
Absolutely.
There was so much there. And in 2010, 50% of the buildings had been torn down or fell down, they were gone. So all of that you think are parking lots and empty spaces, those were all, some of them mansions, some of them, you know, wooden buildings, that some of them brick buildings that just couldn't stand up to time. So there was really no catalyst for change in that area. Those buildings are extremely expensive to renovate.
Right.
And there didn't seem to be a push, you know, for people to move downtown and have all the downtown was flourishing. The business district was flourishing. But at the time, I guess this is what people remember, is that the Arts Council's offices were burned to the ground tragically by somebody randomly setting fires. And the mayor at the time was Cedric Glover, who said to the Arts Council, you know, this is a new day for the arts. I'm going to put you in the old Central Fire Station.
Yes. Right.
Still
yes.
belongs to the city of Shreveport. It had been empty for 10 years. It looked terrible. I mean, you know, thousands of men had lived there. It was rolled carpet and stained ceiling tiles, and just didn't look like an opportunity for an arts council, but they said, okay. He said, but you have to raise the money yourselves, which they did, raise about $4.5 million. Pretty much overnight, which would be probably $9 or $10 million
today to
renovate that building. And at the time, the executive director, Pam Atchison, said, well, people love us, but they love this building too. And the second part to that, the mayor said, I want you to use this as the impetus, the catalyst, through creative placemaking, which he had learned about through the Mayor's Institute of City Design, how artists could go into neighborhoods and help this redevelopment revitalization.
Right.
The secret of creative placemaking, though, is that if you just do it randomly in grassroots without any plan or have community involvement, you can gentrify the area.
Right.
And you see that all over the United States.
Right. There needs to be a plan.
There needs to be a plan, and there needs to be some things put in place, affordable housing to go with the market rate, different pieces that can really hold on to some of that, the culture and the stories of the area, with which the artist can do, but it has to be important. And first and foremost, listening to the people who live there now or who lived there at the time, living in Ledbetter Heights, what they wanted to have in the area.
Right.
So fast forward to today, you know, we thought it would take 3 years. And we're told by people on the national level that it's happened really quickly. I'm feeling that it happened very slowly, and I always say and recently that COVID slowed us down. It really did slow us down for a lot of reasons. But if you look back to where we were, 50% of the buildings torn down, 65% of those were blighted. Today, we've had $81 million invested in the area.
Wow.
And it's not people with deep pocketbooks.
Right.
Yeah. It's like Debbie Bryant, who has three different nursing jobs to be able to do the Ogilvy Wiener House.
Right.
Yes.
You know, it's people like Jim Malsh that, you know, took it on to redo the Andrus Artists and Entrepreneur Center, or Eric Hess and is with Sanctuary Glass is redoing that building.
Yes.
Jason Brown, there's so many people who have blood, sweat, and tears. Jack Allen comes to mind on the street, Louisiana. His dad owns some buildings there, really the most blighted buildings in all of downtown Shreveport. It was a scary street to go down to the dead end of Louisiana.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when his dad died, he and his brother Sean came in to help his dad, the mom, divest of the properties, and they said, "No, wait, we're going to do something here."
Mm.
But they're all small business owners in a sense.
Sure.
These are
sure.
regular people trying to save these buildings, and then you have the Arts Council that's making sure that the stories are saved, but also that the area's brought to life.
Yeah.
And the way that we did that was we started with understanding what creative placemaking was. We started with community. We spent a year with the community coming up with a vision plan. It's not necessarily a blueprint, but it was a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And we still hold strong today to the four values that the community had for us of what we would pull people together to be able to do this project.
Talk about uncommon cultural community. That's what Shreveport Common is. And you can find out more at ShreveportCommon.com. Now, the Fuller Center, what a story, Lee Jeter, that the Fuller Center has, and how wonderful it is that they decided that years ago decided Shreveport was a target. Yeah.
Shreveport was a target. I mean, we're so thankful for our founder, Millard Fuller, for coming to Shreveport, and it was just amazing after the devastation of Hurricane Katrina in 2005, and then having a lot of evacuees come up into North Louisiana from New Orleans.
Right.
And an individual by the name of Mag McCarter, which is one of our community partners,
yes,
reached out to Millard Fuller and said, "Millard, we've got a lot of evacuees from New Orleans that's mm-hmm. coming to Shreveport, but we've got some communities in Shreveport that haven't been devastated by storms, but they've been devastated by neglect and decay."
And time, yeah.
And that. So Millard came up in 2005, and we were able to acquire some properties from the city of Shreveport. And when we started in the Allendale community, people asked, why Allendale? You don't want to go. There's nothing good in Allendale. Crime, mm-hmm. prostitution, drugs. But it's amazing. God will send you to places that nobody else wants you to go.
Right.
And then you begin to redevelop those places. And one of the things that we found out, we've got 48 houses in a 4-block area of Allendale.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we found out when we put new homes in those communities and begin to build up the property value of those communities, the property values went up, the crime rate went down, and then we begin to transform that community. But we did not do it in a vacuum, because we don't accept government funds. Right. It was the churches, it was the individual citizens. It was entire community, the volunteers that came out to help us, to allow us to get that start and that foundation in Allendale, one of those distressed communities. And since Allendale, we've ventured out to Stoner Hill. We've got 9 houses in Stoner Hill.
That's wonderful.
Across the river in Bossier, we've got 7 houses in Bossier. We're breaking ground on 3 more houses in Bossier and next month, sometime near the end of October. But it's all to build decent and affordable homes for low to moderate income families. And the reason our partnership with Shreveport Common is something that's made in heaven. It is a natural.
Yes.
Because we started in Allendale at the bottom.
Right.
And that's only 5 minutes from downtown.
Right.
So anytime we can rebuild a community and we can make people feel safe in their community mm-hmm. and give them a connection to downtown.
It's a win-win-win.
Exactly. With sidewalks and trees and beautification and artwork, then it revitalizes our downtown. And when we revitalize our downtown and our distressed community,
we're revitalizing
our
community.
It's a win for the entire city.
And that's why I say win-win-win, because it's a natural for these two organizations to be cooperating together. But the third win is for all of us.
Exactly.
Because we all win by, these wonderful organizations. Mm-hmm. And look at this event being planned. I mean, Over the Edge, again, October the 4th, and you can register to be an edger. You you know, you've always wanted to rappel down a building. Well, now's the time.
Or just have a great view of Shreveport. Right?
Or just have a great view of Shreveport. If I don't rappel, can I go up and just at least have the... No, so she's not going to let me.
You're not going to do it. Yeah. You got to get strapped to get the view,
I gotta do it.
Just stretch it off your bucket list, David.
you've got to understand something, Lee. I would have to put it on my bucket list before I'm marking off.
Before you scratch
it. I'm gonna do it for Wendy. You know, I'm gonna do that for Wendy.
And the reason you're doing it for Wendy, there's a lot of those individuals out there. They're gonna do it because they believe in our joint mission.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They believe our communities need to be revitalized. They believe our downtown need to be something like it was in the past, thriving and beautiful. And when people come to our city and visit our city, tourists, we want them to go to our downtown.
Absolutely.
We want our tourist market to increase. But we know that we, as citizens that live in Shreveport and Bossier, we've got to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot expect anybody outside of our community to come in and do anything that we're not willing to do.
Absolutely.
From litter abatement to murals to beautification, it takes all of that to build a community, just like it takes us doing urban infill to build homes in those communities that's distressed so that everybody has a decent and affordable place to live.
You know, it reminds me of a proverb that we mention from time to time here on Strategies, and that is, when everybody cleans in front of their house, the whole street gets clean. And it seems to me that that's what these two wonderful organizations entice us and invite all of us to do, is to clean in front of our house, right?
That's exactly right.
We are with two wonderful people today who are our life strategists. They're taking us over the edge. Mark your calendar, October the 4th, and we want you to register to be an edger, create a team, donate to an edger's campaign. We'll tell you how to do that. We've got Wendy Benscotter. We've got Lee Jeter here with us on Strategies for a Living. And we've got more to share. So don't go away. Stay right where you are and get your team ready. Get yourself ready. Time to go over the edge. We'll be right back.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Laura and Leon McMillan, David McMillan, you're not saying a whole lot. I mean, I feel like I'm being set up here.
Yeah. Well, I
walked in and I get told that I'm going over the edge, and and you're being real quiet over there.
She's trying to think of what costumes she's going to have you both wear.
That's right. We gotta be matching when we go over the edge.
Okay. All right. Well.
So, if you're listening, come pitch in to help. Bring us over the edge.
There you go. We may need to be. We're gonna be visiting with the mayor later this week.
That's right. Who is also I've heard might be going over the edge. Is that right?
The mayor is going over.
The mayor's going over the edge. Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? The leader of the city.
That's wonderful.
Who really wants to transform our community is leading by example.
Absolutely. I love it.
That's raising, what we need.
Raising donations.
He's raising money to go over the edge to support our cause.
Yep.
And that's what we need to other leaders in the community. Anyone that really cares about our community, they want to see it change for the better. Mm-hmm. Step up.
Step up.
Right.
Be a part of the change that you want to see. Give to these two organizations and let's go over the edge together. Everybody in Shreveport, let's go over the edge. Let's the whole city go over the edge.
Let's go.
I love it. Wendy Benscotter from the Shreveport Commons and Lee Jeter from the Fuller Center for Housing. And they're not excited about this at all. No.
But rightfully so. They put a lot of work into our community and into bringing this. And I'm excited with them.
I am too. All right. So what do you most want people to do right now? So We're not quite a month. It's three and a half weeks or so to get things together.
Yes.
Get yourself signed up. What do people need to do, Wendy and Lee, right now?
They need to go to one of our websites, ShreveportCommon.com or
the Fuller Center, NWLA.org, and sign up to be an edger. And we've got different sponsorship opportunities. So if there are businesses or in companies out there that would like to be a part of this and want to help sponsor this event that we're putting on, contact us, and we can work it out as far as the various type of sponsorships that we got for this event. But we definitely want the citizens to come out, our fire, our police, and we need the edgers to sign up today so we can get them ready. Absolutely. And excited and motivated by going over the edge and bringing their family with them to go over the edge.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
They can email us and we'll bring posters out to their work site, you know, if they wanted, okay. If they want that. But go to our websites and you'll see a video. It just opens with the man in the red cape as a video. I don't know if everybody knows that, but if you click on it, it's really short.
Yeah.
Okay. And you get to see how it's going to happen. And you'll see that.
You'll see how safe it is.
Yeah, you'll see people a little nervous going over, and you'll hear them hit the ground and say, can I please do it again? You can see how much fun it's going to be. And also you'll see that the website makes it very easy. You can register as an individual, register as a team, donate.
Okay.
So, and then we do have that chicken club. If you want to be in the chicken club, just register and write in the notes that you want to be in the chicken club, and we won't make you go over.
Nobody will make you go over.
We promise you're going to have a good time.
I tell Wendy, we got to get Strax as our partner. They're partnering there during the street party. We got to get them to build a chicken coop.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
And put some
rubber chickens.
Mulch and,
have some
chicken
rubber chickens
to make it seem like a real chicken coop.
Yeah.
But we're going to make it great for those VIPs because, again, if you don't want to go to Edge and someone signs you up to go to Edge, you can still raise the money and match their contribution not to go to Edge, knowing it's for a good cause.
Sure.
We're not just raising money because that's what we do as nonprofits. We're raising money to put money back into our community to help our community.
Yes.
And that's what we want.
100% will go back into the community.
Yes, 100%. And we
it's
don't
not
accept,
going to salaries or anything. It's going to help redevelopment in our community.
Mm-hmm. And while you're there,
I hear there's some good food and music and a party going on too.
Oh, and a DJ.
Yes. You're going to have somebody partner with you. You want Shreveport Regional Arts Council. Mm. Y'all know they know how to do a party.
Absolutely.
So they'll be food trucks, and I've heard Demented Desserts is one of them that will be there. Mm. We'll have tours. Robert Trudeau is going to be set up for tours.
Oh, wonderful.
Sanctuary Glass is going to be across the street in front of the Bene Stein. They hope to have it open where you can peek in the building, but they're also going to have a
see
tent
what's going
glass,
on there.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and then Yoshi will be our DJ and our MC both Friday night at the VIP party. And to be a VIP, all you have to do is be an edger or a sponsor.
There you go.
And then he'll be back all day with his team. He's actually going to go over the edge.
He's
going to be looking for sponsors to help him do that. I think he's going to start out on the roof with some little, you know, music, maybe for the mayor going down. I haven't heard that all out yet. But it's going to be a fun day. And I do want to say, too, that another great event is going on that day. One of our favorites, the Red River Revel.
Yes.
Oh,
so
sure.
Just make sure that you know, because if you're...
A lot going on downtown that day.
Spend an hour or two with us and go over to the Revel. I mean, it's going to be...
It's a natural.
It's just right down the street.
Sure.
And that is a unique opportunity about this day. There's a lot going on in our city. And, you know, we live here and we always say there's nothing to do in Shreveport. There's nothing to do in Shreveport. There is plenty to do in Shreveport.
Yeah.
But this Saturday, that Saturday, October the 4th, you get to come and have a great time in your city and support the future development of your city and communities that are surrounding Shreveport and Bossier. It's a great opportunity for everyone.
Absolutely. And get to see, I mean, many people are, we've mentioned the Fairmont, many people are familiar with that. I guess we could call it a landmark building. Mm-hmm. And to be able to peek in and see the $22 million renovation.
It's beautiful, but still 100% affordable. The residential and Shreveport Common and most of downtown is 100% occupancy. I don't think people realize that. Whether it's affordable, like the Bio Grande apartments or the Fairmont's getting there, they closed down for a while for the construction.
Right.
But the market rate apartments are filled. And then the mixed use, like the Unita Artist Lofts, it's both affordable and market rate are filled. So there's no problem at all with people living downtown. It's just getting people to start going back to downtown for all the things to do.
Right. It's, you know, the word that comes to mind is synergy. Mm-hmm. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
Yes.
And, you know, we're pulling all of those, you guys are pulling all of those parts together. And I would predict it's not long before there's really going to be a synergy going on downtown that we all, I mean, we're all aware of it now, but you're going to feel it, you're going to know it, and we're all going to be proud to have been a part. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity. Saturday, October the 4th is an opportunity to go over the edge and be a part of all that's happening synergistically with Shreveport.
Well, the fun thing, too, is that it's not banking on one thing.
Yes.
You know, the more that there is, and we're hearing stories about good things that are going to happen. We know stories about the good things that are happening. The Arts Council's a terrific partner to have because mm-hmm. they are, you know, programming the park. I don't know if you've heard, they have that. Right now, they're in a contest nationally that if you go vote for them, vote for Shreveport, we might get concerts through the Lovett Foundation.
Oh, absolutely. Wow.
So I don't know if I have enough time to talk about our sponsors. Do you want me to wait?
You got 30 seconds.
Okay,
great.
Okay, making this possible for us is the Beard Family Offices, the Phillips Kallenberg Companies. Shreveport's getting a world of wheels here. Isn't that
yes.
exciting?
Uh-huh.
Jones Environmental and Katie Peterson Insurance, the Fairmont Apartments, of course, and then Shreveport Regional Arts Council are our big sponsors. And then Electric Supply Company is going to be a rope sponsor. We're looking for another one if you want to be a rope sponsor.
There you go. Over the Edge with Fuller Center for Housing and Shreveport Common. Go to their website, get more information, get signed up, get ready. Get ready for a great day on Saturday, October the 4th. We will be back with Wendy Benscotter and Lee Jeter here on Strategies for Living. Be right back. And welcome back in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Now I know why you took that insurance policy out. nothing like that. Very, very safe. And you can go. You can go to either Shreveport Common website or Fuller Center for Housing Northwest Louisiana website. You can find out all about Over the Edge. And you know, I'm kind of picking at this. I mean, but this is something that we can all, you said it earlier, Lee, cross off my bucket list. A lot of us have as a bucket list, and maybe like me, they don't even know that they've got it on their bucket list. Now it's on mine. So, you know, I'm coming. I'm going to go over the edge. There's no doubt about that.
And it's a great opportunity. And what Wendy may not know is that the clients that we serve, some of them have come out of the Fairmont. Providence House is right across the street.
Yes.
Right. Some
yes.
of our clients have come from the Providence House. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about community connections and everybody working together, this is it. This is the signature event in our community, along with the Rebel. It's going to be great.
This is the way it's done. Lee Jeter, Wendy, Ben Scouter, thank you so much yes. for the work
that
you guys
that you
are
do.
Doing yeah. in our community and the two wonderful organizations that you lead. Folks, you got to go find out more. Go to the website of either Fuller Center for Housing, Northwest Louisiana, Shreveport Common, and you'll find out all the information that you need to get signed up for Going Over the Edge. And that's Saturday, October the 4th. Mark your calendar. Going to be a lot going on in downtown Shreveport. Lee, Wendy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave, Lauren, thank you. It is an honor and a privilege.
Absolutely. Thank Lauren, thank you. Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lee Jeter, for Wendy Benscotter, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.